This is a story about erectile dysfunction in men predicting heart attack.
Well, this is published in the Journal of American College of Cardiology, and they were looking at what happens with regards to trying to predict if someone is at risk of heart disease. Now, there are standard things that we use for heart disease. It's called the Framingham standards, where you look at smoking, HDL, blood pressure, total cholesterol, a person's age, whether they have diabetes or metabolic syndrome. Those particular factors are quite accurate at predicting the 10-year risk outlook for someone to develop heart disease or heart attack. In this case, they followed over 1,000 men between the ages of 40 and 70 who had not had any heart disease or heart attack for 12 years. And they asked them a simple question if they had erectile dysfunction. And over the 12 years, they found 37% of the men with erectile dysfunction ended up in the high-risk category, according to the Framingham standards, compared to 17% of men without erectile dysfunction. It still means about 1 in 5 were still high-risk without erectile dysfunction. But nevertheless, they wanted to answer the question, does this help reclassify things? Does this, knowing this, help in determine whether someone is at more risk? Well, what they found is that although there was an association between erectile dysfunction, very easy to ask someone whether they have this problem, that puts you on the radar screen to know if you have heart disease or risk for heart disease, they found it didn't really significantly improve the prediction of cardiovascular disease beyond the traditional risk factors. The difference being, though, is that it's one question versus 5 or 6 different factors to find out, and just starts as a stepping stone to find out whether someone is at risk of heart disease. So that's all this study is particularly saying. You can't depend on this as a means of the only question to ask, but it's a question to ask because it doesn't cost anything to do it. And if a person does answer yes, you then say, okay, let's do the workup for the rest of heart disease.
Okay, thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.